Welcome to the Master Marketing and Monetize podcast with me, your host, Leon George. I went from being an unfulfilled attorney at law to becoming a widely successful marketing coach. I help my clients master social media marketing their way so they can monetize their skill sets and build demand for their coaching programs. On this podcast, I share the best advice when it comes to social media marketing and running your online business. If you are an online coach or a service provider, then this is the podcast for you, as I'll get you one step closer to becoming the person that you need to be to finally have your dream life and business. Let's get started. Hello, welcome back to episode 74. I am super pumped to talk about how you can infuse more fun into your marketing. And I have been hearing the cries for help when it comes to marketing your business, especially with all of the updates and new features being rolled out on pretty much every social media platform, especially Instagram. And now what I want to say is there's a reason why I don't like exaggerate and obsessively talk about algorithm changes and all the new features. And that's because for most instances, those things are really a small part of whether you see results with your marketing or not. So what I'm going to share with you are simple and strategic things that you can do to make marketing fun again, regardless of which platform or what service you sell. The first thing you can do to make your marketing fun again is actually leaving perfection behind, focusing on building the habit of marketing or creating. Now, I remember I met one of my friends at the Miami airport for the first time, and me being the content creator that I am, I immediately guaranteed that we got pictures together, we got videos, and I remember telling her, let's get some videos, let's do a twirl, maybe a little transition, you know, that we can put together. And I was so hyped when I was telling her this, and she was like, Leon, we have lots of places to go. We can get better videos at more scenic locations. And this isn't meant to call her out or anything like that, because she's not the first person to tell me something like this. But in that moment, something did click and I was like, oh. So many of you see marketing and content creation as hard because you're waiting on the perfect scenic view, the perfect outfit, the perfect props, maybe the perfect hairstyle, just to do a 10-second video. When in reality, you want to get into the habit of taking any moment, regardless of whether it isn't 100% perfect, and you want to start to make it perfect. And this can be you sitting in your car waiting for someone and deciding to pull out your phone and teach something on Instagram stories. This could also be you while you're on your way to work, deciding to write captions on your notes app on your phone. This could be you lip syncing to a trend in one go, even if your lip sync isn't 100% perfect. Like, who cares, you know? And this could also be you asking your child, maybe you have a teenager, maybe you have a 10-year-old, maybe you have a 6-year-old niece like me, to record a video or take a picture of you and post it the next day. Think about the little situations in your day-to-day life that you can use as an opportunity to promote your business despite it not being 100% perfect. So if you know you want to make your marketing fun again, then you also need to make your strengths the star of the party. Marketing your business as a personal brand means that you get an opportunity to showcase that one thing that you are good at. Content creation and marketing is an entire process, from conceptualizing, to outlining, to designing, to video recording, to even acting for trends, to storytelling, to caption writing, to content planning, content scheduling. That was a mouthful, right? There are so many aspects of your entire marketing process that you actually get to make what you're naturally good at the star of the party. So let's look at it like in a literal sense. I remember in my early 20s where I used to party a lot, right? I started partying super early. And anytime I go in a party, I and me and my friends, we were literally the star of the party because we knew what we were good at. We were good at dressing well. We were good at chatting. We were good at dancing to some songs, not all. And we made that the star of the party. If there was something we naturally wasn't good at, so like back in those days, Kwaito, like there were a lot of like dancehall trends and all, and we know we didn't know any dancehall dances, so we would intentionally go to the bar, go get something to drink, because we know we could not have shined or shown in that moment, right? So let's take it back to content now. Let's say you're naturally good at storytelling, but you absolutely hate designing. You hate Canva, like don't even mention Canva, you're upset. You hate video editing, right? Then your focus when it comes to content should actually be outlining a lot of brand building and educational stories for videos, captions, etc. Because that will be where you shine. That's how you become the star of the party. And then once that is done, then you can seek help and maybe hire a video editor or maybe purchase some templates, some design templates. I did that years ago. I purchased design templates on Creative Marketplace. And in that instance, you never have to design anything from scratch. All right, so think about what it is you're naturally good at and make that the star of the party and decide how you're going to get assistance for the rest of the things that you're not good at, or decide how you're going to probably not do some of the things that you know you're not good at. Another major way to make your marketing more fun is actually to evaluate your content every single month and do more of what is working. How would marketing your business feel if you knew that with every post, every video, someone is getting closer and closer to becoming a paying client? The best way to ensure that you're creating, that what you're creating will generate results, is to evaluate. See what type of post tends to get the highest engagement and direct messages, and let 80% of your content be about those type of posts. Another bonus is that you won't have to recreate from scratch. If you know when you speak about a particular topic a month ago, two people DM'd you or messaged you asking about your paid offer, then you can actually talk about the same topic again and format it differently or speak on it from a different point of view. Another way to make your marketing super fun again is to simply experiment and remove a lot of the expectations. Now, I mentioned above that when you find something that is working, let 80% of your content be similar to that thing that is working. The other 20%, however, should be for experimenting. The best marketing actually comes from being willing to try something new. The best marketers will tell you a lot of marketing is experimental as well. Until you find what works, you double down on what works. But you always want to keep a certain percentage open to experimenting. So the best marketing comes from being willing to try something new. And this can be you deciding to hop on a trend that represents your brand. This can also be you deciding to incorporate another topic that you speak about with your clients. This can be you sharing more fun and light posts about daily things in your life, random things that you do that you want to share about. And you can even use this 20% to test a new strategy or a new concept. The best part of this is that you have no expectations here. Your only job is to execute and let the audience decide whether they want more of it. That's your only job. Simply get it out there and let the market decide whether you feel like you should create more of this. Okay, if you know you want to infuse more fun into your marketing, then definitely, you need to start getting some brand videos and brand photos for your business. I will always scream to the rooftop the importance of brand photos and videos. And I think 3 years ago, brand photos alone were a must. But I think now, 2022, going into 2023, you need both brand photos and brand videos. Most social media platforms now are prioritizing videos, right? So you need to get some brand videos, especially stock video. And I'll tell you what that is. Basically, random clips of you doing random things in and out of your business. So it can be you planning your week. It can be you doing yoga. It can be you taking a walk. It can be you playing with your kids. It can be you cleaning, cooking. It can be you on a client call. You know, what are just some random things that you do in your day-to-day that you can start recording and figuring out how you're going to use content for that later. And honestly, I just love like brand videos, stock videos, because it is extremely useful for the days where you don't want to show your face on camera, or the days where you want to put together a quick reel and simply put a quote on it. Having those things in a folder on your phone or in your Google Drive can really just help make marketing fun and stress-free. It's like, I already have a photo here, I already have a video here. Let me just add some text, overlay with some text, and put it out. Right? Another way to make your marketing more fun is actually outsourcing the content strategy. The reality is, not everyone's strength is strategizing. Maybe you have a way that you want your marketing to look. Maybe you have a way that you want people to feel. But the reality is, you may need help with turning it into actual concepts and content ideas that you can execute on your own. For example, I have a marketing VIP day where I meet with a client for 3 hours and we map out their strategy for the next 3 months, and all they need to do is go on their own and execute. But all the why, all the intentionality, everything is already mapped out for them. Now, as a marketing expert, I would admit that marketing your business is not the easiest thing to do in 2022 and beyond. But the good part is that you do not need to do all of it on your own. You can work with a coach like yours truly to really zone in on what it is you're naturally good at. Then the next step is to create a system around your strengths so that it feels easy. Now, I know this episode definitely resonated with you because you stayed all the way to the end. My love language is actually taking a screenshot, sharing it on your Instagram story, and tagging me at Leon George, and including that one line or one thing that was said that impacted you the most. I'm sending you lots of love, and I'll see you on the next podcast episode. Bye. You've just listened to another episode of Master Marketing and Monetize podcast. If you benefited from this episode, share it to your favorite social media platform and tag me at Leon George. Let's finally master the world of online marketing and create a business of your wildest desires. See you on the next podcast episode.